Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here every week, win, lose or draw. Talking all things United. This is the United People's Podcast.
How are we doing, everyone? Sam here. This is United People's Podcast on the road. On the way back from Liverpool. 0-0. Sitting there across from Chris. He looks really happy to be having a chat with me.
Yep, absolutely agree. There's something we should be happy about. We've managed to study the ship. A game I thought we were going to nick it in the end.
What did you think the game was going to be before you went? We chatted on the way up and we were all predicting basically Armageddon.
Yeah, we were. But those predictions don't always come true. A bit like when I think we're going to win 6-0, they didn't come true either. So,
Jay, how you doing, man?
You know what? We were thinking of it's going to be the worst result possible, but you know what? I'm so impressed, like, of what we scored today, because went to Galatasaray and we lost like 3 goals and this, we had 2 goals leads we had, and we're losing goals. And Bournemouth, we're losing goals. We come to Anfield, solid performance, clean sheet.
Surely after that game there today, right, we can all agree on this. Ten Hag, for the love of God, play with two midfielders in front of your defence. Like I think if Bruno wasn't suspended today, we probably would have seen a different setup.
Maybe.
I think it's sort of like we kind of walked into it. I don't know, Joe. Like, you can pass the mic over to Joe if you fancy having.
Yeah, I agree. Just for a pass the mic over to Malik. I agree with you. I think that was
we are professional.
I think very much there was an issue today that the way we played and the way we set up was forced upon us by suspension.
But it worked out.
And I do have to say,
surely that's got to be something going forward, right?
Yes. And I've been rather cynical about the whole Jimmy Evans coming on board as a result, but it's a good job he did, because if he hadn't been there, we would have been down to one central defender.
Like, I'm a massive fan of Ten Hag, right? But I tell you what, Varane's performance today kind of has made Eric look a little bit silly for booting him out.
Well, maybe he did.
Not in a horrible way. Like, to me, like, just like, you know, stir the fucking pot. But Varane was man of the match.
I get that from a United perspective, yes. And I have to, you know, kind of big shout out there to Inanna for not throwing the ball in the net.
And now I'm going to pass it over. He says, that's what he says.
Sign off.
Seriously, I don't know. We were chatting on the train on the way up. Yeah. We were expecting obliteration.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we were.
And it was ended up being a lot.
Defended brilliantly. One thing I'd say about the Varane coming in, we know he can defend like that, but there's not a lot of games where I don't know what the possession stats were, but we didn't have a lot of the ball tonight. And he does want to play out a lot more with defenders, and Varane, I don't think that really plays to his strength, does it really? So actually, although he was with Martinez last year playing quite a lot, Martinez was the one who would predominantly play out from the back. But defensively, he was sound, and Evans was exceptional as well.
Can we have a little conversation about Johnny Evans, like, coming out of retirement?
I'm so happy to see it.
How is he married?
I'm so happy to see it.
How does that even make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
Liverpool today, I'll be honest, were pretty mute compared to what I was expecting.
I can't really remember them actually creating a Gilles chance.
Yeah. I think United had the biggest chance of the game with Haaland.
We did.
In the whole game, I was expecting Salah to cause a lot more problems.
Yeah,
than he did.
They didn't really get in behind at all. I don't think Anana made a brilliant save in the game.
He made one really good one, probably around about the 80th minute. I think he must have, like, tipped it towards the corner. But
I think that was more the cameras.
Salah.
I think that was more the cameras.
Salah's
little camera save.
That was a Salah effort, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Alexander Arnold almost scored him. He put it just past the post, but it's not a chance, was it? Really, though.
I expected more from him.
No.
I expected a lot more from Liverpool today,
especially after the first 5 minutes. I was thinking, shit, they're going to be all over us and get two or three early goals here. But
this is the kind of performance we got to, like, move on from. And
yeah, but how many times have we said that?
I've no doubt we'll lose on Saturday to West Ham.
Can I say as well, as we were discussing with a couple of gentlemen here who got off at Milton Keynes, Liverpool supporters, God bless them.
They look quite nice. They left us some pretzels, actually.
The pretzels are lovely, actually. And mind you, they were giving me a dirty look when I kept putting my hand in the crisps.
They were Jits crisps.
They gave me the impression they were yours, so I apologise to you for scuffing your crisps. But I do think today was quite interesting because Salah for Liverpool, and I thought, put it in a very industrious game. He was everywhere. He was all over the pitch. But whatever we were doing in midfield was making him work hard.
Can we talk about Kobbie Mainoo for a little bit, please? Can we talk about Kobbie? He's so good. He's so composed. You know how they say, like, don't put teenagers in all that jazz? Mate, he doesn't look 18 when he plays.
Yeah, he was great. And I think that was part of the problem for Liverpool, in that it meant Salah was doing a lot more work in midfield, and he wasn't able to get forward, and he wasn't breaking forward from midfield in those breaks that you would expect him to see, given the amount of possession that they had at times. So,
Do you genuinely think, West Ham, so we've got West Ham, Villa and Forest in the next three games, right? Bless you. Do you think the next three games he plays with two? He sticks with that.
Kobbie, without a doubt, stays there. Definitely, 100%. Kobbie is an amazing footballer.
He's so composed.
He's all right, and
disciplined. Well, to be honest, when he got booked in the first half, I was concerned there'll be a sign that happens where he'll make a mistake and get sent off. And there was never really any trouble.
He's
beyond his years, sort of thing. He's done it. Mate, if you imagine, like, the first three, like, games he's been introduced,
they've been all right.
I've been Everton away, Galatasaray away,
in a struggling team.
How about put you into a fucking melting pot, and you've come out the other side of it looking just as good as you
were. 100%. 100%.
And Amrabat, by the way,
did well.
Looked very good.
Amrabat did well.
I think he's getting better with the game. I did see
a tweet, actually. Someone said that he plays like he's wearing Timberlands, which is cool.
They used to say that about Lukaku, which was fucking true, by the way.
Yeah. That was where he was wearing jeans.
I would say Amrabat. I thought, he put in a real shift. Today, the only thing was when he was then winning the ball, which he did in some very precarious situations, going and winning the ball, his then distribution onwards was poor. And but that might have been something to do with the team. I agree.
If I can ask you a question, are you worried about Haaland?
Am I worried about
Haaland?
No.
I,
not worried about him in that I think he's a player of quality. I think one of the things is the expectations on him was that he would come right into the rescue. I think we're all still remembering when Rashford came into the team, started scoring goals for fun. I think Højlund needs a bit of a better structure around him, and actually people need to start playing to him, because there's been two, three games in a row.
We can't rely on their 20.
A United team shouldn't be relying on him.
No. But two, three games in a row where he has been there, ready to put the ball in the net, and the wide players like such as Dallow
against Brentford,
well, I've not squared the ball.
He hasn't the support.
No,
you know what? We can't criticize. Okay, fair enough. He's missed chances, which every striker will do.
Mm.
But every striker needs chances.
Yeah, Haaland misses chances.
We don't create enough chances.
Yeah, we don't create enough. And I don't think we actually exploit his best assets at all yet. We've only seen glimpses. You know when he showed that turn of pace? Can't remember what game was the Champions League. How often have we seen him be able to do that? Like,
not literally,
the
ball in behind.
No, we haven't seen anywhere near the best. The one thing I would say about him is he's young. He's very, very young and still quite raw. And we're too reliant on it.
Sort of been exposed in the last couple of games is when he played against Bayern, against like Kim and played against Van Dijk and
you can see
they were better than him. They knew what to do, and they gave him the nudge in the back, and they didn't really know what to do.
You can see that.
Whereas if you were to put the ball in behind, he's going to blitz him.
Yeah.
But we don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't really do it when you've got McTominay as your number 10.
What I was going to say is, on the team structure, and you say about Bruno, if he'd have been playing today, I do think he would have played McTominay deeper and played Bruno. Mainly wouldn't have played.
But we'd be so open.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it wouldn't have been for the better, but
I think it's a thing that's kind of got forced. I'll be honest. I don't think if Ten Hag had everyone available today, he wouldn't have put that 11 out.
No,
and I think we probably would have lost as a consequence.
Definitely. Well, we wouldn't have been so disciplined because
we would have had Bruno. We would have had McTominay.
So if you look at West Ham, the West Ham game,
I think we'll go again as we are.
Oh, so he's got Bruno.
But maybe not Scott. Yeah. But Bruno, I would
play Amrabat, Mainoo, Bruno.
Right now, you're looking at the acid test. So Ten Hag, we looked at it today and goes, fucking hell, we are so much better defensively.
Yeah.
Whereas against West Ham, he's got to think that. Yeah, but against West Ham, he might just take Mainoo out.
I think he will. After putting McTominay's captain, he's obviously going to play McTominay in the next few games.
Ahead of Shaw as well.
I don't agree with it for one bit. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Luke Shaw's
that was
boy.
A good one. We were talking about it. Yeah. We're like, who's going to be captain? Because Bruno's not there. And we all unanimously said Shaw. And then somebody like, it might be New Connor, who's hiding in the background. He might be like,
it might be McTominay.
No, it was actually me who sent it to you.
Yeah. I was like, Stoke. Yeah. No way.
Can I just circle back to Roylands? Thank you.
Yeah.
You may.
Pass you over.
I want to circle back to Højlund because but essentially what we've done since we got Højlund on board is he's meant to be our sole source of resurrection. And when you look at the Premiership at the moment, that's not how the game is played.
I like the fact you're still calling it the Premiership. That's old school, though.
Yeah.
Say that.
Or Championship, really.
You are old, Duke.
I'll call it the First Division, given my age, but yeah. Yeah, no silly moves. But it's not how the game's now played. There's an expectation that players on the pitch score from all positions. We're almost harking back to the 70s and 80s now, where full-backs scored and midfielders scored. And City have got the beast that is Haaland, who's able to kind of bulldoze his way through. But there are huge amounts of other people in that setup who are willing to put themselves up front and put the ball in the net. And that's what I think we don't have. And I think expecting Højlund to be the person who resolves that, I think, is a bit fanciful.
I think
what if he's leading the charge, and that as a result, other people score. I just remember back in the day in the early 70s when I used to travel over from Ireland with the Dublin Reds, to Old Trafford, and you had people like Alex Forsyth who would, volley balls in from the corners coming in and being cleared. And people like that, and Arthur Alston free kicks on the edge of the box. It wasn't always your classy midfielders who took them. It was guys who had the boot on them. Dennis Irwin, free kick taker, supreme. And so it doesn't all have to be about Hoyland. My concern would be is that we are making him our solution. And when he's not our solution,
we don't have another.
And people will turn on him like they have done with.
I don't think they'll turn on him. What is it? Connor, you say something over there, mate. I can't hear you, mate. Nah, that's right. Connor's just hiding in the corner. Don't worry about Connor. He's dying in the corner. But
yeah, you're right.
I don't think that people will turn on Holland.
No, no, no.
But the goals in our team are lacking so badly.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like last season, we had Rashford scoring 30+. You had Bruno putting in numbers.
And then
Bruno's not doing much
in terms of Rashford.
I mean, he's off the pace. Garnacho was kind of a little bit what I expected today.
Erratic. Kind of thing which is expected of every player.
It's his first full season.
Yeah, erratic.
You can't expect Garnacho to be turning in.
Anthony's meant to be.
And genuinely, I think Anthony was pretty.
He did as well.
He was actually quite effective.
But all of the discussions we're having today brings me back to where I think we should have been 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And we always knew we need to rebuild the club.
This whole concept of a rebuild. I honestly don't think we've hit day one of the rebuild post Fergie until the Glazers don't have control of the sporting department.
100%.
And as soon as the Ratcliffe situation happens, that's day one. When they don't have any fingers in that pie, that's day one. So this whole 10 years and this false dawns and up and down, it's all been bullshit. Yes. When that happens is day one.
I think it's pretty. I think it's pretty shameful that a large part of our squad is made up of players on loan. Essentially, yeah,
it's embarrassing.
Players that other teams don't want.
And we're two players on loan.
Regular and Amrabat.
It's embarrassing. You're meant to be like in the top closing.
If it's not Igalo, it's Beghorst. It's like, fuck me, man. Like, it's just United. That's
it's embarrassing.
It's spooky, you know, it's spooky like beyond belief. And being realistic, right? It's probably going to be the same thing in January.
Yes, I agree, and I think there has to be a realism about this. And I think today, our opponents today, Liverpool, they went through this and spent many years trying to rebuild. Buying in players who they were going to, make their squads much more challenging for the Premier League, and it didn't work. And what it does actually take, and I don't, as a Manchester United fan, I don't very often give credit to Liverpool, but under
that he's about to just for let you know that you're about to give him credit.
But I think under Klopp they've managed to be able to actually start buying and constructing a squad. That's because
you're not giving credit. You're only giving credit because Klopp. They've got, to be honest, a great manager.
Well, yeah, it hurts to say it, but they have. He's a good manager. He's very emotional, and I don't have a problem with that.
You kind of want your managers.
Yes.
It's kind of easy to get behind as a fan.
All those things.
Arsehole, though.
Yes, it's a lot.
Gets way too much fucking leeway with the press. Oh, Klopp is this fucking clean-toothed bastard.
He's not our
prick. He's a prick, though.
Yeah, but he's not our one.
I know, but he's a prick.
He's not our prick.
But
true enough.
But the reality is, he's a guy that he has set Liverpool on the journey. They need to go on.
Oh, an announcement here. One sec. Watford Junction. Get in there, Watford Junction. Yeah, that
it's the shop open. anyone listening to this won't understand that. But for us all,
shot wasn't open on the way up. It was just despicable behavior.
It wasn't right. Just not open. They kept announcing.
They kept announcing. It's still not
open.
Well, you want to go for Jit needs to go for a wee, right?
All right. Okay, Jit, that'd be too long, mate.
No, but seriously, given that
we do have cameras in there, so be careful what you're up to.
No, but seriously, we went there today, right? And all of us, even the most reasonable United fan, expected us to get pumped there today.
Yes. And I thought our outcome was good.
As far as a 0-0 goes, you're probably not going to get much better than that.
No, we're not. And it was a game towards the end. I thought, is this going to be one of those games that we're going to nick? And I haven't felt that in a long time.
And I will take that. And the thing is, like, Joe's mentioned, everyone's mentioning, like, it doesn't really matter with United. Like, do it 2 weeks in a row. Like, for fuck's sake. Like, don't go jacking and hard on me. Like, don't go next week and just be this open, just wide open team that just gets ripped apart by West Ham.
Well, another week or so, we've got the Mighty Hammers. And
maybe we've got a fucking Villa.
Hopefully, we should be able to go down there and give them a bit of a drubbing.
We've got the Mighty Villa.
Sold their best player.
Connor's happy about that.
They sold one of their best players, or their best player, to Arsenal. Then there's a player that we should have bought in, Rice. And so hopefully, this might be one of these games where West Ham do their best to humiliate us, but hopefully
it's not enough. I'll be honest, like, we'll take that, right? 0-0 at Anfield, it might not be the best in the world, but when the last two visits have accumulated in 11-0.
7-0.
Yeah, when it's accumulated 11-0 the last two times, you will take a 0-0. So as far as it goes, that's a good result. I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
I certainly did.
Chris enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Well, yeah, no, I did. We all enjoyed it. And I'm going to go back to my Budweiser. Cheers.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Terrible.
This is a United People's TV and Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.